Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining me today. I just wanted to cover a couple of things that we're doing here, and then I'll open it up to your questions. First off, for way too long here in Congress, bills have been passing with enormous price tags that attempt to make short-term corrections to our fiscal problems while ignoring the long-term consequences of piling the debt on future generations and asking them to pay it. And this short-sightedness is only going to result in significant financial burdens on literally millions of young Americans, forcing them to pay for today's bills over the course of their lifetimes. It's time for Congress to stop kicking the can down the road and to start honestly addressing and bringing a stop to the burdensome debt that we're piling on future generations of Americans, which is why I introduced, along with Tim Kaine, who's a Democrat senator from Virginia, a bipartisan bill to make the budget process more transparent and to ensure that members of Congress and the administration are completely honest with the American people about our current and future budget realities. Right now, Congress uses the economic impact of legislation over the next 10 years as a guideline for cost and effect. Rarely is the information studied or analyzed beyond the 10-year time frame, which leaves lots of unanswered questions about the long-term effects of legislation. Our bill would ensure that Congress, the administration, and the American people have the information necessary to more fully understand the effect that changes in taxes, spending policies, and federal programs are going to have on the fiscal health of the country and their impacts on individual Americans, not just 10 years, but 20, 50, or even 75 years down the road. And basically what it does is it requires the president to provide a detailed accounting of how the administration's budget and policy recommendations would affect not only those of us who are here today, but also future generations. In addition to the interest obligations, as we've seen, large amounts of debt cause a significant economic drag, which drives up inflation, slows economic growth, makes it harder for people in this country to get jobs. And so we need that kind of information, that kind of data made available, too, when we're making these decisions. It would also require the Government Accountability Office to provide an annual analysis of the impact that future budget realities will have on future generations and what's referred to as the fiscal gap, or the difference between spending and tax revenue. Young Americans today in their 20s and 30s deserve to know what the decisions of today's lawmakers mean for their financial future. And lawmakers need to act responsibly and use every tool at their disposal to navigate the decision-making process on long-term fiscal policy. And that's why we think this legislation makes a lot of sense. And we've been working closely with an organization called The Can Kicks Back. And we talked earlier about the kicking the can down the road. Well, there's an organization now of younger Americans called The Can Kicks Back who are working to try and elevate the importance of doing this sort of analysis so that we have a better understanding the decisions that we make today have the implications on future generations, and it's only fair to them. And there are a number of Nobel-winning, prize-winning economists who are involved in this effort, and we're very, very excited about what this could mean in terms of helping to better shape legislation and policies that comes out of Congress in a way that will be favorable toward future generations of Americans instead of harming their economic futures. The other thing I wanted to mention, I'm going to reintroduce this week too the Digital Goods and Services Tax Fairness Act with Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon. Ron is likely to be, if the Democrats control the Congress in the next Congress, the chairman of the Senate Finance Committee. But it's a bipartisan bill that I've worked with him in the past on, and it prevents the discriminatory and duplicative taxes on digital goods and services. For example, music downloads, books, movie downloads. And in most instances, only the home state of the consumer would be permitted to tax a digital purchase. And the reason this is necessary is the rules and regulations in our tax code just haven't kept up with what is going on out there in the digital marketplace. It's constantly changing, creating the potential for multiple taxes by different taxing jurisdictions on a single purchase. And just as a case in point, let's say somebody, for example, from South Dakota, is traveling through the Minneapolis airport and decides to download music on his or her mobile device from a server based in Texas or California. If you don't have clear rules, all three states might try to tax that single transaction. So what the legislation does is it clarifies how digital goods and services are taxed. It wouldn't change the current ability of states and localities to impose sales taxes on out-of-state vendors, but that's addressed in the Internet or the Marketplace Fairness Act that was passed earlier this year. But it does make clear that you can't have multiple taxes on a single transaction by different taxing jurisdictions. And we think it's important that that be clarified in light of a lot of what's happening out there in the modern world in which we live and the potential for abuse if this issue isn't addressed. The final thing I'll mention in terms of what's happening on the Senate floor this week is we've got the student loan bill back up. I think it will be passed this afternoon. This could have been done weeks ago. There was a bipartisan solution. Republican and Democrat senators had worked together to come up with that solution several weeks ago, but we've been blocked by Senate Democrats who have insisted upon having their solution to this, which would have added billions of dollars in additional debt or paid for it with higher taxes, when in fact the solution that was come up with by the bipartisan group is one that will get the interest rate for student loans down to affordable level, not just for those who get subsidized loans, but for all students who access the student loan market. And that's literally millions of Americans. And there are a lot of middle-class South Dakota families, kids and parents who want to see those kids get that college education, who don't benefit from the subsidized student loans, but do get student loans. And what this ensures is that they're going to have a more affordable rate at which to borrow. And importantly, certainty about what those rates are going to be in the future. Right now, Congress goes every year. We deal with this issue, and it's always a huge crisis. And what this will do is allow us to put this issue to rest and to provide some certainty to parents and to their kids who are trying to finance college educations, make them more affordable by having affordable rates, and hopefully give them a better opportunity at their pursuit of the American dream. So that's on the floor today in the United States Senate. I hope before the day's out that we will have passed that legislation. I'm told if we send it to the House will take it up and move it, and we can get this issue settled and eliminate a lot of uncertainty and a lot of doubt for students all across this country.